Shabbat Shalom and welcome to all on this lovely Shabbat. What a nice turnout we have. It's the final Shabbat of the year 5778, so a big occasion. We are going to be weaving in some High Holy Day music tonight, get ourselves and our souls prepared for the new Jewish year, for Rosh Hashanah on Sunday night. And we'll be blessing the new month, the first month of the new year, Tishrei. And I feel very confident that our fourth graders can tell us what the moon will look like. Anyone who was at the fourth grade dinner, this is a little bit of an in-joke. Okay, who can tell us what the moon is going to look like when it's Rosh Hashanah and it's the brand new month? How about this whole first, the whole second row there? Yes! Ah! They're so smart. Yes, it will be a new moon. You won't be able to see anything in the sky. It means it's a new month and a new year. Excellent. We welcome our fourth graders. They had their, and their families. They had their dinners. They made their resolution sticks. You may see them from time to time as they were instructed to try to maybe keep them down, but I see one waving there. It's a very nice project, ready for their resolutions for the new year. We welcome our September birthdays. Any B'nai Mitzvah or under September birthdays in the house? You may be the only one. Two? Oh, three? Okay, there's a few. Excellent. We'll be calling you up later. We have a George Mason religion class visiting us in the back, so after we're done, you can say hi to them. They probably have questions, I'm guessing. And to our TBS front row, the young woman of the weekend, the sweet and the knowledgeable and the role model of Jewish pride, Ms. Ava Fiskin, whose reaching bat mitzvah will be celebrated tomorrow as she leads the service and reads from the Torah. And Ava is one of our subsets of our congregation, the multi-generational families who are members. We love our cherished multi-generational families. So we have, starting with Mark and Sarah, we have Sarah, we have Ava and Isabella, and there's Isabella. So welcome to them. Welcome to the other family who has come in from various places, west and near and far. And we are very proud of her, along with all of you. So, whether you are here to celebrate a bat mitzvah, to celebrate Shabbat, to sing with your community, to pray for a loved one, to remember someone who's no longer with us, whatever brings you here this evening, we're very glad you're here. We will start with the singing of Shalom Aleichem, the song where we welcome the Shabbat angels into our midst on page 5.
Malachi HaShem. Shalem l'shalom malachei shalom malachei elyon mimelech malchei malachi akadosh baruch hu shalom malachei malachei hasharei
We welcome up to light our Shabbat candles as they light up our community, Ava and her grandmother, Sarah. Candle lighting continues on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lahalik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
We officially begin our service with the prayer Baruch Hu on page 8. Please rise. Jewish tradition that between the Baruch Hu and the Shema, we always say a prayer praising creation, counting our blessings for the beauties of this world, the awe and wonder of the natural world. So in family service, we always do that by singing When God Made the World. So I'd like to ask our fourth graders to come up and lead us. And let's see, Katie, Isabella, Ava, can you lead them? Perfect. When God Made the World is on page 9.
Nice and loud, everybody. Loudly. When God made the world, God made it full of light. The sun shine by day, the moon and stars by night. God made it full of
wonderful.
We read together on the bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words, and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat. Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. Please rise for the Shema on page 12.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai.
Please be seated. We read the V'ahavta in Hebrew on page 13. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. V'hayu ha-devarim ha-ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinantam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'beitecha, uvlechtecha v'aderech, uvshoch b'cha u'kumecha, uksharta'm la'ot al yadecha, v'hayu l'totafot bein einecha. Uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Lama'an tizkeru ba'asitem et kol mitzvotai. V'yitem kedoshim Elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeitim eretz Mitzrayim. Liot lechem l'Elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem.
So when we go to the store, you can always tell what season it is. I can already begin buying my Halloween candy. When you're in Israel, it's also similar that things begin telling the seasons. That when you go to the bakery, all of a sudden you see sufganiyot, jelly donuts. When you go to the bakery this time of year, you see around challah. Besides the things we see, there's also special music, special melodies to our prayers that we hear. And we continue now with Micha Mocha, our song of freedom, with a special melody for the High Holy Days.
Micha Mocha b'helim Adonai, Micha Mocha nedar b'kodesh,
night, Neil Seiden and Lynn Sprung and I met with the board of the senior youth group. We had a great time. It's going to be kids rule the shul all the time from now on. And one of the things that the kids brought back to Temple B'nai Shalom is our tradition during the Vishamru. So when we hear the et, which is a little word you'll hear throughout the song in Hebrew, then everyone feel free to rise. A few people will even change places.
Mishamru b'nei Yisrael,
Excitement of Vishamru to now getting ready for our prayers of quietness and closeness to God. Page 15. Allow us, Adonai, our God, to lie down in peace and to rise up in peace. Protect us as we enter and as we leave with your peace now and forever. We continue with the Tefillah on page 16. For those who are able, please rise. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah. Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikone Hako, Vizoker Haste Avot, Imahot. Umevig ula livne vinehem, lama'an shemo biahava, melech ozer umoshia umagain, baruch ata adonai, magain Abraham, bezrat Sarah. We read together on the top of page 17. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding from parent to child, from generation to generation. Page 18, responsively. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading and quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place.
We can pray anywhere at any time. But this place, our temple, is special.
When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melech ha'aretz kevodo. Please be holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. In Jerusalem, on Friday afternoons, we go from great busyness as everyone is getting ready for Shabbat to a whole city that becomes quiet. We feel that quiet and that peace in our hearts. And in that spirit, we continue now with our prayer for peace.
Watch with very special attention the moon this time of year, because as it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, it's like our little, hourglass, with the sand dropping, and when that moon goes to nothing, we better have our sermons done and our services done, and everything just better be done, because that's our deadline. But it's not just about rabbis to be watching the moon, because for everyone, this is a very special time, that when that moon becomes new, it means a new year. It means the beginning of the 10 days when we are supposed to especially focus on reflecting on ourselves, reflecting on our past year, thinking ahead to how are we spending our time the way we want to spend it? Are our priorities really being lived out the way we want them to? A lot of questions over the next 10 days. Starting Sunday night. So it's not only the new year of 5779, but it's also a new month, the month of Tishrei. Now, Tishrei is the overachiever of Jewish months. It is so filled with holiness. We have Rosh Hashanah, and we have Yom Kippur, and we have Sukkot, and we have Simchat Torah, and it's quite a busy month. So we are filled to the gills with holiness during this month coming up of Tishrei, and together on page 22, we will bless this new month that begins Sunday night. As the new month of Tishrei begins Sunday at sundown, may it be a month of blessings, blessings of generosity and kindness, friendship and love, creativity and caring, health and healing. May we bring in this month surrounded by families, friends, and this caring community, and happiness and peace. Amen. As we continue with our prayer for healing, the Misha Berach, we affirm the holiness and the value of every single individual, whether they are feeling whole, whether they are feeling broken, whether they are recovering, ill, healthy, whatever condition each person is in, our prayer helps us to remember each person is valued by us and is considered created in the image of God. So together we sing Misha Berach on page 24.
Find the courage to make our lives a blessing, and let us say, Amen. Misha Berach Imoteinu Mikor Habracha. Those in need of healing with refuah shlema, the renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say,
silently with the prayers of our hearts.
shalom b'mamav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Let me especially say Shabbat Shalom to Ava and her family, to our guests, to all the fourth graders and families spread out throughout the congregation. So I love stories, and I love working with Rabbi Rappaport as we tell stories together. With what you'll see tonight and with her magic tricks, I feel like we're becoming Penn and Teller. You can figure out who's who later on. That'll now be the topic of discussion during Rosh Hashanah. So for my younger friends, first question is, what is something that you really like to do that you say, boy, when I do that, I feel good about doing it, and it's really fun? It may be some sport that you do. It may be computers. It may be art. What is something that you do that's fun? Think about it. Don't leave me hanging. I'm going to be traveling around. Yes. Okay, Jules.
I like Minecraft.
Minecraft, good. And Sophie?
Softball.
Great, and tell me your names.
Olivia. Audrey.
And what do you like?
Soccer.
Great, and Davin?
Baseball.
And what's your name?
Hannah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hannah. I forgot because you're not wearing your Disney braid. Go ahead.
Soccer.
Okay, back here, and then we'll circle around back. Yes, ma'am.
Guitar,
great. And yes, sir?
Video games,
okay. My young friend over there, come to the other aisle. I have to make my walking fun as I walk all the way around. Fourth graders, come on over here so I can get you one at a time. Come on over. Yes, ma'am.
Swimming,
okay. Demi?
Helping out my family.
Okay, that's very nice. And, Elsie.
Gymnastics.
Great. And Emily.
Basketball.
And Tegan.
Art.
Great. And back here. Okay, Asher.
Sleeping.
You'll get to that when you get a little older. Okay, come on over.
Homework,
and you're going to go to the University of Chicago.
Swimming.
Okay.
Football.
So I am going to now tell you and show you something that I like to do, that I learned how to do at summer camp, that I'm not going to move the microphone at all. So, Rabbi Rappaport, if you'll come and give me a hand for a second and hold the microphone. This is going to be a story about a very small animal. Yeah. This is going to be a story. Hold the mic closer to my mouth, thank you, because I'm going to talk while I'm doing this. And, yep, there we go. And it's a very small animal, and I actually have this animal on my wristwatch because it's one of my favorite creatures, and I've worked on the patter. And here we go. This is a story. Yes, kids, I will be doing these during the Oneg. This is a story about
a little mouse. And so this little mouse was very, very tiny, and he was really scared all the time. And so the mouse went to, said, "Who is big and who is strong?" And the mouse thought, "The sun." Yeah, they're in order. Okay, good. And so the mouse went to the sun, who is really, really high up in the sky. And the little mouse said to the sun, "Will you be my friend? Because you're up in the sky and you're..." Was that thunder? Wow. And you're big and strong and you're stronger than anybody. And it's not night yet. That's the next slide. And will you be my best friend? But the sun said to the little mouse, "Well, I'm up in the sky and I'm big and strong, but I'm really not all that strong because the clouds are stronger than me." Right on cue. Wasn't that amazing? And so the little mouse went to the clouds and said, "Clouds, you're stronger than the sun. And the sun's up in the sky, and I'm little and I'm afraid. And so could you help me and be my friend?" But the cloud said, "We're up in the sky, and besides, the wind is stronger than us. Because the wind pushes us all around the world." Where'd the wind go? Oh, there we go. And the little mouse went to the wind and said, "Will you be my..." Thunder and lightning next year. "Will you be my friend? And because you are stronger than the clouds, who's stronger than the sun?" And the wind said, "I run all around the world, so I can't be your best friend. And besides, I'm not that strong because the wall is stronger than me." So the wall came and stood on the front of the stage, and the little mouse went to the wall. The wall stood on the front of the stage. Okay. And the little mouse said to the wall, "I'm so small and I'm afraid. And you are stronger than the wind, who's stronger than the clouds, who's stronger than the sun. And will you be my best friend?" And the wall said, "You know, I am strong, but you see all the holes in me? There's a little mouse, and that little mouse is stronger than me." And so the two little mice became really good friends. So I really like the story. And thank you to Rabbi Rappaport. And, or Teller, as we're calling her. And, but it's a fun story for two reasons. One, just like the little mouse learned that the clouds and the wind and sun all had something special about them, so there's something special about each and every one of us. Some like soccer, some like to sleep, some like art. And what's really fun, and that's what I really like about the fourth grade, is that with each of the things that we do, that when we come together here at Temple, we get to be with our friends. Shabbat Shalom.
We continue with Aleinu on page 25. Please rise.
Thank you.
page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. On this Shabbat, during their year of mourning, we remember these beloved TBS members, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Florette Salzman, cousin of Amy Ahrens. Betty Davison, beloved member, mother of David Kleinman, mother-in-law of Sandy Kleinman. Dossie Weissbein, mother of Daniel Weissbein. B. Frank Schur, father of Steve Schur. Joseph Schindelman, cousin of Bernard and Marion Bernstein and Sue Cohn and Patty Reed. Sidney Copeland, great uncle of Jay Copeland. Diane Goldstein, aunt of Cheryl Littman. And David Faulkner, son of Richard Washaw and Susan Faulkner Washaw. We remember on the anniversary of their deaths, our members, Ann Zussman and Brian Lewis. And we remember the yard sites this week, Marie Dettelbach, Janice Clifton, Arnold Lent, Laura Levin, Judy Randolph, Gerald Zeh, Pearl Bernstein, Len Bernstein, Jenno Illis, Barbara Stein, Wendy Zeller, Jane Glazer, Larry Glazer, Albert Berman, Ella Gerst, Selma Gold, Mary Hutton, John Edenlin, Sarah Gross, Evan Himmelfarb, Lillian Victor, Ellis Hart, Dr. Albert Wasserman, Lewis Rand, Sylvia Berkusson, Irv Brown, I know Jill is here somewhere, Jill Velt. Florence Dannon, William Myers, and Vicky Sartorius. We honor all of their memories by reciting together the Kaddish on page 28. Please rise. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shmei rabah b'alma divrach rutei v'yamlich malchutei b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye decho beit Yisrael b'agala uv'izman kariv v'yemru amen yehe shmei rabah mevarach li'alam almei almaya yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit nasei V'yatadar, v'yatalev, v'yatalal, shmei d'kudsha, berechu. Le'ela, min kol, beruchata, b'shirata, Tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran bialma v'imru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. Ose shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru v'imru, v'imru, amen. V'imru v'imru, v'imru, amen. We move from this sacred moment of memory to celebrating the joy that is Shabbat. And in just a moment, I will call to the Bima, a young woman who I could absolutely start calling the answer girl. Because in Kahal, in our assemblies, whatever question I pose to the whole school, even if no one in the whole school knows, Ava has her hand up and always has the right answer. Now she, I don't know if she does any conferring. I know Katie's often, you know, you may be doing some conferring, but you are most certainly always the spokesperson for the wisdom of the seventh grade and always having all the answers. Ava has so much intellectual curiosity, so much interest in learning and growing as a Jew. She really is an inspiration. All this and her killer smile that just beams when she walks through our doors, and I love seeing that smile, beginning of religious school. So it is my honor to call up the young woman of the weekend, Ava Fiskin, along with her wonderful sister, who also has a great deal of curiosity and desire to learn as much as she can about her Jewish tradition. And they are joined by Bubby Deanna. But this is Ava's, so she has the spotlight and she'll be leading Kiddush on her own, and Kiddush is on page 29.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, the eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise our cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu mitzvotav, ratzavanu, v'shabbat kadsho, be'ava uvratzon, hin hilanu, zikra l'maseh v'reishit, Ki hunyo tehila lemikra e kodesh zecher li tziat mitrayim
ki manu basta viotanu ki dashta mikolamim vesha.
God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you. And before we have announcements, I realize it's September birthday time, so before our lights go out altogether, we should probably have, I wish we were giving out flashlights, our children, our September birthdays, come on up. And we need some, did you already get people to hold the poles?
I think I've got it.
Okay, great. We have the special birthday talit. And we even have new birthday gifts. Okay, so who else is going to hold? We need someone else to hold.
Isabella.
Got it.
Isabella.
Katie. Okay. All birthday people under. You know what? I should have. Well, let's go up to the mic because I forgot the traveling mic. How old is everybody?
Six.
Six?
I'm turning 13.
You're turning 13. You must be having a bat mitzvah soon. Maybe in a week. Ooh, double digits. Big step. And Nathaniel?
Nine.
All right. Well, happy birthday, everyone. Your birthdays are also the birthday of the world, because Monday's the birthday of the world. So that's how important you all are. So may, just like all people everywhere, we hope have a very, very sweet new year. Hope everyone has a very sweet birthday, a very sweet year ahead with sweet things, good presents, a couple new friends maybe along the way. A good teacher, hopefully. I know it's already done deal, but hopefully everyone got a good teacher. And just a wonderful year for everyone. So mazel tov to you. A little blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you safe and happy and healthy throughout this entire year. Happy birthday, and here's your song.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Shehecheyanu v'kimanu ve'higyanu Hazad hazeh
Shabbat Shalom. I'm Neil Seiden, president of TBS. Welcome to tonight's family service, and welcome fourth graders. Let's see, I learned just before services that you guys made resolution sticks. Do you have them? Hold them up. Demi, what does yours say? Try and be kind to all people. What's yours say? Learn Hebrew. I heard that one. One more. What's yours say in the back?
Be nice.
Be nice. Those are great resolutions. I hope you keep them. And happy birthday to our September birthday kids. If this is your first time at TBS, your first time in a long time, or you're a regular, welcome. We're thrilled that you're here to join us for this last Shabbat in 5778. I'd like to briefly recognize new members, guests, and visitors. So first, new members, if you've been a new member for less than 2 months, raise your hand. Please stand and introduce yourselves.
We are the Levines.
Levines.
We are new to the Virginia area. It's moved here from Seattle.
Welcome. We're thrilled you're with us. Thank you, Levines. Shabbat Shalom. Anybody else? Okay, if we know the front row is filled with guests. Ava, do you want to introduce your family that's joined us from far away? You can do it. All right. We know there's somebody here from Denver. Okay. No more pressure. I know you got a lot tomorrow. And we have, are there other people here? I recognized a few new faces, but maybe just new to me, but not new. Okay, yeah. I'm calling them visitors. And we welcome our visitors from George Mason taking a religion class. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the service. Please feel free to ask questions. And if you want to know anything about what's up here on what we call the Bema, the pulpit, please come up here and we'll be happy to discuss it with you. I'm not going to say that part because we know nobody's temple shopping tonight. So thank you to ushers David Myers and Andrew Glicklin. These are two of your board members. Board members usher every week. Thank you for ushering. Thank you, Vivian Potgainy, for greeting. And thank you, Onik helpers, who are already back there helping. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, Rabbi Crystal, or is it Rabbi Penn and Rabbi Teller, for leading us in worship tonight. And thank you also for the light show. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, for sharing your gifts of music. As always, please consult your email, Cole, TBS website to stay on top of all our happenings. 5779 is only 2 days away. If you end up parking at the church parking lot, they have graciously offered their facility to us again. Please drive very carefully and follow the lead of the parking attendants that will be there. Prepare for Yom Kippur by throwing your sins into Brook Lake, as though it's not polluted enough, at Tashlik service at 4:30. Rabbi Rappaport will lead us there. It'll be after the children's service at 4:30. Meet and greets with Rabbi Crystal and the transition team are kind of winding down. We're going to have another one for 9th to 12th graders on Wednesday, September 26th. And if you're at home during the day looking for something to do on September 27th, we're going to host one in the sukkah once it's up at 10 a.m. And there may be a couple more in October. Religious school resumes on September 23rd. Yay! On Rosh Hashanah, we reflect. On Yom Kippur, we repent. And on Simchat Torah, we rejoice. Please join us for a Simchat Torah service. We read and parade our Torahs. Following the service, members and invited guests can participate in an adult-only celebration. Rejoicing continues with Israeli dancing and, yes, adult libations. The fun starts at 6 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th, right here at the synagogue. And finally, but not least, welcome to the front row, Ava and her family. For those of you who were not here last week when kids ruled the shul, Ava was one of the teens leading the way with her fellow teens who conducted nearly every part of the service. Your Shabbat, your TBS family, Ava, and your family, we join you. We're excited. We know you're going to do brilliantly. And congratulations on Mazel Tov. Have a wonderful Bat Mitzvah weekend. Shabbat Shalom, wishing you a peaceful Shabbat and a great next week. I guess it's time
just
for me to
leave. Just to put a point on it. So kids, aren't you happy you're in a very big, strong, solid building? We may have to, if you want to sleep over, I don't know, we could probably arrange that in the social hall. You have to be out by the Bat Mitzvah, though. Okay, A New Year is a song that was written a couple of years ago. A number of you saw it on YouTube. It was passed around the internet quite a bit. The words are on the inside insert of your service folder.
Always guide us. Amen.
chance to bring us closer, closer to the ones we love, a world that we can be proud of, as long as there are stars
able, please rise. May God bless you in your coming, in your going. May this be a year we're closer to the ones we love, a year we're proud of, a year of peace for all. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.